Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden is going to Israel and Jordan on Wednesday. CBS's Weijia Zhang at the White House says he thinks it's important to give Israeli leaders his support directly.
It is one thing for the president to say from here that U.S. support for Israel is rock solid and unwavering. But to be there and to actually stand next to Israeli officials and deliver the same message in person, of course, is much more significant.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president will be focused on securing the release of hostages.
We want to get as much information about the hostage situation as we can so that we can develop policy options.
But CBS's Holly Williams says it's not clear all of the hostages, American or otherwise, are still alive.
Hamas seemed to suggest that it might be willing or wanting to do some kind of a prisoner swap, exchanging those captives for the 6,000 Palestinians that it says are being held in Israeli prisons. But at the same time, Hamas has also claimed that many of the hostages have already been killed in Israeli airstrikes, which, of course, we cannot confirm.
Many heretofore reluctant Republicans in the House appear to be moving toward voting for Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for Speaker this week. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
When it comes to these leadership races, it's contagious. When people start shifting in the direction, others are inclined to follow. And if they're going to do this, as promised, a public roll call vote, it gets more and more difficult to be a dissenter, to be a contrarian, when your numbers are thin.
We're learning more about Joseph Zuba, the man police say killed a 6-year-old Muslim boy, stabbing him 26 times. Here's CBS News Chicago reporter Tara Molina.
The judge detailed the 8 charges Zuba is facing, including first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, and hate crimes. According to prosecutors, Zuba lived on the first floor and rented the second floor to Shaheen. She told investigators, quote, Zuba is an angry man who knocked on her door Saturday and, quote, told her he was angry at her for what was going on in Jerusalem. She told police, she said, let's pray for peace. And that's when he attacked her with a knife.
On the ground, a hot one, backhanded, boom. Throw the second out, stop, throw the first. It's in time, and it's a double play. And the game is over. The Phillies win game one.
The call from Major League Baseball TBS, Bryce Harper smashing the first pitch he saw on his 31st birthday into the seats to help power the Phillies past the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-3 in game one of the NL Championship Series. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
In cybersecurity,
have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's a pre-party Monday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
All right. I'm awesome, Crudy. Good to see you. Hello, Nate, working the board. Welcome back, my friend. Our fair audience. Happy, happy Monday. Happy pre-party. Make sure you come out tomorrow. The Jade Monkey, that funky monkey in Madison. That's where we're going to be.
Dom, I've been booking a big show for you. Here is who we've got on the agenda for tomorrow. Joe Parisi, the outgoing Dane County executive. He's retiring. He's not being pushed out. Everybody likes Joe. We love Joe.
And Joe
Parisi's going to